朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
形容词形容这个罪人，他远远的站着。
And look at how the Bible describes this sinner. He stands far away.
连举目望天也不敢。
He will not even look at heaven.
他甚至垂着胸。
Even beat his chest.
请问，如果不是他有来，他自己觉得他是来到神面前，他为什么会有这些表现
？Why would he do something like this if he did not know that he was coming before God？
有一次有一个小学班上有一个人，这个带的东西不晓得是小收音机还是手表掉了。
Once an elementary school student lost something he brought to school, maybe a radio or a watch.
老师把全班全生都叫在一起了。
So the teacher gathered all the students together.
然后就非常生气的说：“你们到底有谁偷了他的东西
？”And then the teacher was angry, asked, "Who stole the thing from the kid?"
如果你们不诚实不交出来，被发现的话，要从学校开除的。
So if you are not honest and you got caught, you would be expelled from school.
然后那个老师就很严的眼跟讲着扫遍全班。
And then so the teacher gazed around the students.
我眼睛太小了，你们感受不到那种压力。
Sorry, I can't give you the sense of the pressure that the students were feeling.
你就发现班上就有一个人一直低头不敢抬头。
And then there was a child who was there not looking at him.
他自己心虚。
Because he was feeling guilty.
他犯罪。
Because he has sinned.
他不敢抬头。
They're not to look at him.
现在小孩厉害得很，他照样看你，没事的。
So nowadays, children seem to be very sneaky. They can look at teacher without feeling guilty.
我讲的故事，我们那个时代的。
So this story happened when we were young.
所以当一个人自己心虚，自己知道自己错，当他来到圣洁神面前，他会有感觉的。
So if a person is feeling guilty and self-conscious, then he will have this sense of guilt when he comes.
所以这里形容的三件事情都让我们看见，这个税吏其实知道他是来到神面前祷告。
So from these descriptions, we get to see that this tax collector knows that he was coming before God to pray.
所以他远远的站着，不敢靠近。
So he stands afar off.
他甚至连举目望天都不敢。
He would not even look at heaven.
他为了他的罪痛苦的捶着胸。
For his sins, he bitterly beat on his chest.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们在主面前第一件事情要认识，我们是来到至高者的面前。
So the first thing we ought to know is that we come before this Most High God.
就让我们的祷告更谦卑、更真实。
So that our prayers can be more real and more humble.
所以，如果我们不觉得需要祷告的话，其实我们已经不小心掉进法利赛人。
So if we do not feel that we need to pray, we actually have fallen into the state of being a
prayer. 因为好像我们不觉得我们身上有问题需要被神来洁净。
Because we don't feel there are problems with us that we need to be cleansed by God.
第二个故事。
Second story.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第五节到第八节。
Verses 5 to 8.
我们都读一点，读到十三节，我来读。
I'll read to you.
耶稣又说：“你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去说？”朋友，请借给我三个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路，到我这里来，我没有什么给他摆上。那人在里面回答说：“不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上呢，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情迟迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。”这个英文是说 ：“As many as he needs。”我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋，反而给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？ 啊，这是主耶稣关于祷告的第二个比喻。
This is the second parable about prayer. Jesus said.
啊，我想刚才的那个比喻重点是讲到要存心谦卑的向神祷告。
The thing of the previous parable is that when we pray, we ought to pray with humility and sincerity.
请大家注意，我不光讲说要存心谦卑的祷告。
Not only that we have to pray humbly.
而是要存心谦卑的向神祷告。
We pray humbly to God.
因为很多时候我们不是向神，是自言自语，就是。
Oftentimes we don't pray to God, but we just say something to ourselves.
第二个比喻，它的中心的 message, 中心的信息是告诉我们，祷告需要情辞迫切的直求。
So the theme of the second parable is that when we pray, we ought to pray persistently.
尤其是我们在爱中为着人的需要、人的蒙恩。而呼求的时候
，especially when we cry out for grace and for salvation of those we love。
啊，在这里讲到有一个人朋友突然半夜来他家，家里面没东西吃啊。
So here a friend of a person came to him at midnight and there was nothing to eat at home。
我想现在的孩子们或是现在的人都会想，怎么会呢？家里面总有吃的啊。
I'm sure nowadays you would think, how is it possible that there's nothing to eat at home？
这个我们这个时代是丰富太多了。
Nowadays we live in such abundance。
但是那天来的时候，半夜来行路。已经这么累了，而且晚上才到。
That day, the friend came after a long journey and arrived at midnight.
然后这个人发现家里面没有东西可以吃。
This person found that there's nothing for him to eat.
他心里面充满了亏欠。
So he felt kind of guilty.
而且他能够进入他朋友的感觉，整天行路，到半夜才到。
And he could understand this, his friend must be very tired.
可能饥寒交迫，非常疲倦。
He must be very tired and hungry.
所以他也顾不得面子，就到隔壁家去敲门。
So he would put down He would not feel put away his face, put down his face and ask for bread.
啊，可能怎么敲门都没有人理啊。
Right, not no one answered.
终于有人听到了。
And finally, someone heard him.
然后问他什么事情。
So they asked him what.
他就告诉他说：“我朋友需要。”整个人家一听可能很生气，不理他。
And then he explained, "Oh, my friend need this and that," and then his neighbor is probably angry.
要我们哈。可能就走了，对不对？
If we were him, we'd probably just leave.
那弟兄姊妹，我们读比喻的时候，我一再的讲哈，你永远不能够把比喻当作绝对的真理，每一个细节都把它真理化。
So, I explained to you before, when we interpret parables, we cannot spiritualize every single subject in the parable.
主耶稣讲每一个比喻，都是因为有一个中心的信息要 deliver， 要传递，这个是我们要注意的，不要去把细节都真理化。
When Jesus taught parables, he had a central theme to express to convey, but we do not need to spiritualize every single subject in this parable.
所以你不要把我自己的意思读到圣经，是要把圣经的意思读出来，这是释经学关键的这个中心原则。
So we ought to read the theme from the Bible, but not put our own thoughts into the Bible. That's number one principle in human.
所以你不要觉得主耶稣怎么搞得这么不懂礼貌。
So please do not think that Jesus was so impolite.
哦，主耶稣怎么会这样子教导别人去这样带皮呢？硬要跟人家要吃的。
How could Jesus teach someone to keep asking shamelessly?
然后你也不要把现代的这种东西读出来，说，哎，主耶稣为什么不到夜市去买一点呢？或7-Eleven24小时呢
？Please do not interpret with our own understanding. Why doesn't Jesus go to 7-Eleven or night market?
主耶稣就在这里强调，有一个人他在需要中，然后他的朋友不能够提供满足他的需要。
What Jesus is trying to emphasize here is that here's one friend in great need, and then his friend cannot satisfy his need.
然后他在爱的里面，他进入了他朋友的需要，他去为他去祈求。
So because of love, he understood his needs and then went on his friend's behalf to beg to ask.
这个爱让他在遭遇到拒绝、挫折的时候，他仍然不放弃，甚至情辞迫切的祈求。
His love is so great that even after being rejected, he will pursue and continue to pursue.Persistent continue to beg.
我就在想，圣经上关于祷告的教导很多哈。
There are actually many teachings about prayer in the Bible.
那主耶稣难得举个比喻关于祷告方面的。
And Jesus very few times talk about prayers.
他为什么要举这样子的例子呢
？Why would he give such an example?
我觉得今天就是今天摸着了很多神的儿女们在祷告中不够认真、不够迫切。
Probably because a lot of times the children of God they do not persist in their prayers.
我们常常就是一种公式化的，或是表面上的有一点的交托注视了。
Probably we just do it out of formality or a sense of responsibility.
我们缺少那份的真诚，那份的迫切。
We lack that urgency and a sense of burden and sincerity.
就像我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲的，很多的聚会，尤其是祷告会，常常缺少的那一把火。
Just as I often share with you, somehow we lack fire in many meetings, especially in prayer meetings.
到处都有聚会，到处都有祷告，到处都有这个唱诗，但是常常觉得神儿女们缺少一种 passion, 一种火在我们的里面。
Yes, there are prayers, there are meetings, and there are worship everywhere, but oftentimes we lack this passion of fire.
我好久没带诗了，我听说站在上面带诗看最后面的人都常常都是面无表情的唱歌哈。
I haven't led worship for a while, but I heard that when song leaders stand up here and lead worship, they often see people without any expressions.
所以有一次我不需要讲台，我就坐到后面去了。
So once I didn't have to preach, so I sat at the back.
然后唱诗的时候，我就是用我正常的声量唱歌。
But when we sing songs, I just sang with my normal voice.
哪里晓得我前面好几排的人都回头看这是谁
啊？To my surprise.Many people in front of me just turn around to see who this person is.
我居然成了旷野的呼声了。
Because I became the voice in the wilderness.
整个后面好几排就我一个人声音唱，他们都在回头。我在想，我是不是唱错了？
I was about the only person singing in the back. Oftentimes I felt self-conscious. Did I sing it wrong?
弟兄姊妹，我们敬拜神，我们唱诗，我们祷告，缺少火啊。
Brothers and sisters, we lack the fire and passion when we worship God.
弟兄姊妹，没有动情，没有真正用到我们里面的这个真诚。
We did not use our passion and our heart.
所以这个祷告主耶稣教导我们，祷告一定要有火，要有 passion, 要有爱，要有那个迫切。
So the Lord is teaching us that we have to pray with sense of urgency, with passion, with love.
要有真实的负担在我们里面。
That was a true burden in our heart.
那你说这个负担从哪里来？
And you might ask, where does this burden come from?
你说于弟兄我也常常祷告，可是我里面没有感动，没有感觉。
I said, brother, you, I often pray, but I don't feel anything. I don't feel the burden.
我就缺少那个负担，怎么办？
I lack the burden, so what should I do?
有没有这样的问题在呢？
Do you have this issues?
就这么少人有这个问题啊？
Only few of you?
那个刚刚于师母报告，或者我们青松报告，或是谁报告，说要为退休会祷告，你会觉得哦，好为退休会祷告。
So when you heard the announcement and then say, okay, pray for a retreat, do you just feel okay, pray for the retreat?
但是没有一个东西抓住我们为他祷告。
But there's nothing that lay hold of us that we have to pray for.
跟你那个儿子现在正在医院里面急救，几次都救不起来，医生准备放弃，我们迫切的祷告，那是差远了哈。
So it's very different if your child is in the emergency room and the doctor is about to give him up.That you will pray, and that would be very different.
有一次，我跟青松、新芳，我们跟于师母，我们赶到医院，一个一岁多的小 baby， 急救几次，医生都要放弃了。我们叫他再救一次，我们都迫切的祷告，亲自迫切的祷告。
Once I went with Sister Nancy and Brother Stephen and Shirley to emergency room, and this little girl, about 1 year old, she was about to be given up by the doctors, and we kept begging the doctors, one more chance, one more chance.
为什么我们负担不够？
I said we don't have the burden.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有进入到那个真实的需要里面。
Because we did not feel the need.
我们缺少爱去了解这个需要多么的深刻，多么的重大。
We lack the love to truly understand how great the need is.
然后另外一件很重要的事情。
Another important thing.
就是因为我们忽略了我们的祷告会让事情发生。
We fail to realize that our prayer can actually.Cause something to happen.
如果我们真相信主耶稣在马太福音十八章给的应许，我们的祷告，地上捆绑，天上捆绑；地上释放，天上释放。
If we truly believe Jesus' promise in Matthew chapter 18, that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我们就会愿意来祷告，因为知道事情会发生。
Then we will want to pray because we know something will happen.
就算它没有马上发生，我们仍然知道神听了祷告，神 take over, 神负责了。
Maybe it does not happen right away, but we will be assured that God has taken it over and He's in charge.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，
so when Jesus said this parable,
所以主耶稣讲完了以后就说，因为他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
And Jesus concluded that because of his persistence he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
所以神的单言，
so God's delay,
一方面是在考验我们的信心，
is actually probably a test of faith.
一方面是在显明我们 要不要那个迫切感是不是真实的，
and also to reveal how urgent we are.
这个人可能就是真的懒得起来，不想给他，不想晚上起来 开门。
This neighbor probably is very lazy and he did not want to get up and open the door.
但是主的单言常常就显明了我们对这件事情够不够认真，够不够 serious.
But yet the delay of the Lord oftentimes exposes and reveals how serious we are.
当他情势迫切地祈求的时候，主说他就要起来，照他所需用的给他 ，as many as he needs.
That the Lord says, because of his persistence, he will rise and give to him as many as he needs.
然后完了以后，主耶稣有一个很重要的教导，请大家注意读下一段话啊。
Then the following passage is a very important teaching.
主耶稣就说：“我又告诉你们。
”So I say to you.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, and knock and it will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
你们读这段圣经有没有觉得很奇怪
？When you read this passage, do you feel this kind of strange?
他的问题跟他的答案是一样的。
Because the answer to the question is the same as the question.
有没有人注意到为什么
？Has anyone noticed why?
年轻的孩子们，你们反应比较快，要不要告诉我
？Young people, do you know why?
主耶稣的 question 跟主耶稣的 answer 是一样的。
Why is that? The Lord's answer is the same as the Lord's question.
Ashley, 你要不要告诉我为什么
？Ashley,
不知道。还有谁可以告诉我
？Anyone else can tell?
大人有没有人知道
？About the adults.
你看主耶稣很奇怪哈，主耶稣说：“我告诉你们，凡祈求的就给你们，寻找的。”就寻见，叩门的就给他开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们有没有觉得很奇怪？
Don't you think it sounds kind of strange?
就像人家有人问你说，为什么太阳从东边出来？因为太阳从东边出来。
It's like if someone asks, why does the sun rise from the east? It says, because the sun rises from the east.
你们有没有觉得很奇怪？
Have you ever thought it's kind of strange?
为什么拿鸡蛋碰石头，鸡蛋一定会破？因为拿鸡蛋碰石头，鸡蛋会破。
Why do you knock the egg on the stone and then the egg will crack? It's because when you knock the egg on the stone, the egg will crack.
就是因为这件事情太容易明白了，而且所有的经历都可以见证，这是一个事实，所以不需要去弄理性去解释了。
It's because this is so easy to understand. All our experiences can testify. Therefore, it needs no more explanation.
你不要去讲说为什么鸡蛋碰石头鸡蛋会破，因为这个石头的硬度是怎样怎样，然后不同的石头这个美国的石头、加州的石头跟亚洲的石头，它的硬度分别是多少，然后鸡蛋的硬度是多少，这当两个相碰的时候会发生什么事情，你不需要去用物理去解释它。
See, just like you don't have to explain why when the egg cracks hits the rock, the egg will crack because it's because of different hardness of the surface and stuff like that with some physics laws.
你就拿个鸡蛋去碰一下嘛，你自己就知道了。
Try it, you will find out.
为什么鸡蛋碰石头鸡蛋会破？因为鸡蛋碰石头会破，不是你试试看。
Why is that when you hit an egg on the rock, the egg will crack? If you don't believe it, just try it.
好了，为什么寻找的就给你们，叩门的就开门？这个，你自己去试试看。
Why is that when you ask, it will be given to you, and if you knock, it will be open.
这就是谁说讲这个比喻的这个目的。
This is the purpose of this parable.
所以在这样子的一个应许的底下，结果我们讲完话，我们忘记了我们的祷告，所以主常常没有成就。
So even under such promise, we oftentimes forget to pray. That's why a lot of our prayers leave unanswered.
有人说我们很多人的祷告就像那个淘气的小孩子，跑到别人家按了电铃以后，然后就溜掉了，人家来开门看不到你。
Some describe our prayer as a naughty child go to their neighbors and ring the doorbell and then leave right away. So when the person opens the door, he does not see the child.
那虽然我们的祷告不是淘气，我们是真正按铃，但是我们按了主的铃以后，我们就走了。等到主来 answer 的时候，我们已经不见了。
Maybe we're not as naughty when we pray, but then we're just like that little boy. After we ring the doorbell, we leave. So when the answer of the prayer comes, we're not there to receive it.
而且主耶稣接下来讲。
And then the Lord follows.
他说：“你们中间有谁做父亲的，儿子求饼给他石头，求鱼反而把蛇给他，求鸡蛋反而把蝎子给他。”
If a son has a bread from any father among you, would he give him a stone? And then ask for fish, would he give him a snake? And then ask for an egg, would he?
主说你们虽然不好，这中文是翻译的很客气哈，英文是说虽然你们 evil， 你们还会拿好东西给儿子。
The Lord says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children.
那何况天上的父岂不是要把更好要把圣灵给我们？
How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真看见祷告能够带给我们真实的祝福，
If we know that our prayers will bring about true blessings,
甚至有时候常常是远远超过我们所要所求的，
Oftentimes far more than we ask.
我们要的可能是身体病得医治。
We might ask for physical healing.
哪里晓得借着这样子的祷告，我们却得到了属灵的医治。
But without knowing that through such prayer, we will also receive spiritual healing.
我们要的可能是找到一份工作。
We might ask for a job.
哪里晓得经过这一连串的试炼跟祷告之后，我们的信心大增。
Without knowing that after going through the process, our faith greatly increased.
我们祷告可能是为了这个不顺服的孩子，希望他能够顺服。
We might pray for obedience of child.
哪里晓得经过了一段风浪之后，神把我们跟孩子之间属灵的关系、爱的关系建立得这么深刻。
Without knowing that after going through the storm, the Lord actually built a very intimate spiritual relationship with our children.
更重要的是，在我们祷告的里面，我们得到了圣灵。
But more importantly, that we let hold of God in our prayers.
很快的第三个比喻。
Okay, now the third parable.
路加福音十八章第一节到第八节。
Luke chapter 18 verses 1-8.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。这是讲这个比喻的目的。主耶稣破题讲出来了。
So now, at the beginning, the Lord already said this thing that He wanted men to always ought to pray and not lose heart.
他说：“我城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里说：‘我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。’他多日不准，后来心里说：‘我虽然不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这个寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。’主说：‘你们听这不义之官所说的话。神的选民昼夜呼吁他。”他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快的给他伸冤的。然而人子来的时候，遇得上世上有信德的吗？或者说有信心的吗？在这里主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，祷告要凭着信心，而且不要灰心。
The Lord clearly said that when we pray, we ought to pray with faith and not lose heart.
他甚至用一个不义的官做例子，来讲到连不义的官到至终都会为寡妇伸冤。
He even chose an unjust judge as an example. Even he will avenge the widow.
更何况这位充满了公义慈爱的父神。
Then how much more this just and loving father?
他难道不会为我们伸冤吗？
Will he avenge us?
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上有一个对头，就是撒旦。
Yes, on earth we have an adversary that is Satan.
他常常欺负我们，常常伤害我们，常常偷窃、杀害、毁坏，在这里破坏我们。
He often attacks us, destroys us, and hurt us.
所以我们要到主的面前去祷告。
So we ought to go to the Lord to pray.
要神为我们伸冤啊！
So that the Lord will avenge us.
他把所有仇敌的工作为我们 undo， 然后除去魔鬼的咒
语。That He will undo all the works of the enemy.
在我个人的身心灵里面。
In my heart and in my.
在我的家里面。
In my family,
在我们的教会里面
in our church,
甚至在这个弯曲悖谬的世代里面
in this generation,
我们需要有一些人到神的面前去祷告的
we need people to go to God to pray
连不义之官被人 trouble 被人烦扰到最后他起来是为寡妇伸冤
even an unjust judge will avenge widow after being troubled for a long time
主就在这里讲说何况我这位伟大的神公义的神慈爱的神
and then the Lord says let alone this great loving just God
好弟兄姊妹我们一定要在主的面前求神帮助我们
so may the Lord help us
所以连地上的人对不义的官都还有这样子的信心
Even some person will have such hope for an unjust judge.
何况神的儿女们对这位伟大的神。
Let alone children of God to His Father in heaven.
其实当我在预备要讲什么例子的时候。
When I was trying to prepare and think about which example.
我很自然地想起来我们这个会所要申请这个许可的时候，我们送了十二次的证件啊，都被他们批回来，都被他们。打回来。
Then I remember during the process when we tried to apply for the CPU and then for 12 times and we got rejected.
你看我们每一次回来，大家的祷告，很多时候我们灰心，对不对
？So oftentimes we lost heart.
但是居然我们 submitted 十二次。
But yet we submitted 12 times.
一年半的时间。
For a year and a half.
教会一再宣告24一百的祷告，禁食的祷告。
We continue to announce 24/7 and then fasting prayers.
而至终到那天通过的时候。
Finally, when we got the permit.
哦，多少神的儿女们说太值得了，太值得了，这一路的辛苦太值得了。
Many children of God would say it was all worth it.
虽然从前风闻有神，如今亲自经历到神是听祷告的神。
It's before we heard about God answering prayer, but now we experience firsthand.
有姊妹，这些的灰心，但回头再看的是都有价值的。
Even those frustrations was worth it.
啊，因为在我们的灰心里面，我们就被神显明我们的情形，但是神却提升了我们。
Through being frustrated, the Lord exposed our condition, and then He lifted us up.
所以我们现在面临到教会要去退休会，我们请在座所有的小组、所有的弟兄姊妹，我们都一起开始好好为教会祷告。
So now we are about to go to our retreat. Let's all pray for the retreat.
啊，斯派克弟兄有一次在香港特会的时候，他说一个人祷告的度量，就说明他责任感的度量。
So once Brother Sparks mentioned that our capacity of prayer. Is an expression of our sense of responsibility.
他说，一个人祷告的度量，常常就是他责任感最好的显明。
And so our capacity of prayer is actually the best expression of our sense of responsibility.
当我们为小组、为教会、为自己的家做父亲的、做教会领袖的、做小组长的，当我们在这里真正有责任感的时候，你就不会不为你的小组祷告的。
For a father or leader.If you really have a sense of responsibility, you will not stop praying for your family, for your small group, for your church.
你就不会为你的家人，不会不为你的家人祷告的。
And you will not stop praying for your family.
所以今天的信息上有一个题目，就是如何把今天听到的信息用在这次的退休会上。
So one feedback question is, how do you apply this message to our prayer for the retreat?
智慧称这个题目是 short and sweet 的问题。
So this is a short and sweet question.
所以请大家好好回家想，我们怎么样子把今天的信息用来祷告。
So please think about that. How do we apply this message to our prayer for the retreat?
我们为了在山上神给我们预备的。
So for what God will prepare and has prepared for us on the mountain.
我们为了个人、家庭跟整个教会能够得到 100% 得到神给我们预备的祝福。
So that we as individuals and family and church will receive 100% what God has prepared for us.
要心思迫切的祈求。
We will pray with earnestly and persistently.
让所有心路疲乏困倦的真的有饼可吃啊。
So that all who are weary and tired from journey will find bread.
让所有在这一阵子被仇敌 torture 被仇敌破坏伤害的能够得到神为我们伸冤。
So that all who have been attacked and hurt by the enemy will find a bench from God.
把所有仇敌的工作为我们去除，让我们个人、家庭、教会都能够在主的面前继续往前。
So that all the works of the enemy can be undone and we will continue to move forward God's word.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。